Blog Talk Radio.
I can't stay away from you too long.
Come on now.
Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah. And the point of it all, I love you. Yeah. My days seem long whenever we're apart. It's like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love you. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love you.
On the man episode, we're going to bring it on Instagram.
See, our goal is to make sure we get it to you in all kind of ways. Twitter, Periscope, we're coming at you hard. And we also have a room in Facebook that you can join from time to time. We're going to offer some awesome ideas tonight. And I'm so glad that I have this opportunity to come before you today. We had a show at 1 o'clock today, and that show was talking about taking off the mask. If you got a mask on, and the mask is saying that I love this person, but I'm not ready to put the work in, then you need to take the mask out. But that old saying, when people show themselves, believe what you see. And I always tell people, run as fast as you can. Now, if you want to check the show out in regards to Twitter, you can tweet the show as well. That's at Smith, at the Smith Way Production, at Dr. Lowe's Show with the number one, at WVSW underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio. And if you want to go to Instagram, yeah, the same opportunity. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're so excited to have that opportunity. We want you to understand exactly what we're trying to do here. All of those individuals join us on each of the networks. Now we're working to increase our listenership and watchmanship. We have listeners and watchers in 18 countries as of today. That's including the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So we're just truly, truly thankful that this vision God gave me in 2017 to be able to say in 2021, that we're spreading our wings. And see, tonight we're going to do the same thing. It's all about relationship. Again, the title is Relationships. Are you ready to put in the work? I want you to think about that. Whether you're married, or whether you're in life partnership, or whether you're in a situation where you call this, you know, your significant other, or even just your friend, even your family, on your job, for that to be successful, that relationship, if you have a good line of communication, you have to be ready to put the work in. And if you're not ready to do that, then we're going to have some problems. You're going to have some problems. And hopefully tonight we can share something with you will allow you to put the work in, just give you some thoughts in regards to how to put the work in. My co-host said normally join me that hadn't called in yet, but, you know, it's a blessing just to have them to volunteer. I actually, one of them with the show at 1 o'clock today, and that's Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. He was joining us early out of Dallas, Texas. We're so glad to have him, and he's normally with us with this show tonight. But I know he's working through some things, and we look forward to having him on here as soon as he can call in. We also have Tina Robinson, owning my own truth. It's a behavior unit that works with people out of Oakland, California, that joins us from time to time, offering her real-life experience in Oakland, California. We also have joining us Sarita Duncan. She's a life coach. She's also an author and an owner of two professional, even though they're semi-professional, basketball teams. It's good to have her. And last but not least, I saw they was tempting to call in and drop. Maybe they're just in a bad connection, our host of Tell the Truth, none other than Christine Walters. We're going to have an awesome show. Now, make sure you're a part of it. Now, you can write your comments down on Facebook, like some people already making some statements there. Appreciate you doing that. Share your comments when we start talking about the very topics dealing with relationship. This is a real relationship talk show with no filters. We're going to come at you. You might not like what we're saying, but take it as something you might can look at, even if you don't agree with it. Sometimes we have to. We have to agree to disagree. And that's all about putting the work in. That's what a relationship is all about. Now, when we're talking about a relationship that's going to be strong and long-lasting, it's going to require you to step out of your comfort zone. too many times we get caught up in our comfort zone. But besides that, the comfort zone you might be accustomed to is just all about me. You know, when you hear somebody say the team of me, only me, they're not going to do well in a relationship. Truly, truly, I think that's a fear that they have, that if they have to give something from themselves, they think they lose a part of this, themselves. And in a relationship, you have to give all of yourself. If you're not ready to put the work in, don't mislead people. Don't have them thinking you're willing to do that, because it requires you to be. And when we're talking about on our Thursday night show, when we normally have it every other week, we talk about the love cafe. We're talking about in a relationship, you develop a love for somebody. First of all, love, through the acronym, the L is listening. That's part of communicating, whether it's verbal or nonverbal. Are you willing to put the work in? Are you willing to listen to your significant other? Are you willing to listen to your partner? Are you willing to just scream and shout and just continue to badger people and you have a turn off from each other? Let's make sure you're willing to put the work in. And that's what it's all about. The second thing is the O, which is overcoming. To have a relationship, it requires you to work at overcoming the situation and some of the challenges you have in a relationship. Also, you all have an opportunity to overlook other individuals' faults, overlook their faults, because we all have faults, and we're asking people to overlook it. So before I go any further, and I'll get the V and the E, we do have the host of Tell the Truth, Christine Walters, and we do have you live, Christine. How you doing, Miss Christine?
Hey, Doc, I'm doing good. Thanks for inviting
me. Awesome,
awesome.
I'm glad you're able to connect so we can have you on, and we're going to talk about putting in the work. Are you ready to put in the work for a relationship that lasts longer and stronger? And as I was going through the process of sharing about the acronym for love, and we're talking about strong relationship, and you say, I love you, that's a gift I'm giving to you. We mentioned the L, which is listening, and it's love. The O is overcoming, overlooking. The B is, how valuable is that person to you? Is that person really valuable to you? Do you work with them to have mutual values? See, having values, we come already with values, but we got to be able to communicate with that partner to make sure to develop a strong relationship that our values become mutual. The E is encouragement. See, that's one of the biggest challenges of a relationship that we have, to encourage the other person. It is not a game. See, if you're caught up in a game trying to score a point on somebody, you don't want nobody to get ahead of you, you're not going to be successful in a relationship. If you do those things about listening, overcoming, overlooking, mutual value, the value that person, that relationship, and encouragement, you become empowered. See, that's what we're talking about. Putting in the work. Are you willing to put in the work? Sister Walker, you want to jump in and share some thoughts in regards to putting in the work and making sure you're ready to do that in a relationship?
Yes. I think it consists of not only taking time to personal, but understand who you are so that you are actually with the person. Communication certainly does play a very big part in a relationship. Lack of communication can kill all the vibes. And encouraging each other, especially now during this time, is very valuable. It's very, very valuable. It's like a necessity. You have to be willing to encourage the other person, especially if you're dealing with someone that has been through some things that someone confidence or has felt insecure in to them or reaffirm them is very important in a relationship. You have to be willing to submit and commit to some things that you may have not been subject to before, or you may not understand. Therefore, it's going to take time and effort to learn the person, learn what they do and don't like, and understand what you do and don't like as far as what you will and want to accept. And you have to set goals together and take baby steps towards them.
That's putting in the work. She just shared with you about putting in the work. And then that's what it's all about. We have to be willing to put in the work. I can't exactly tell you how to do what you need to do, but you need to be able to assess yourself to determine what direction you need to go. Putting in the work. Call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll call out the last four digits of the cell number to identify to let us know that you want to talk and share your thoughts. Just give us your location. Then jump into the conversation and tell us exactly what you had to do in your relationship to build it to make it stronger and last longer. And that's what it's all about, putting in the work. All right, we want to kind of move forward and look at a specific topic. And this topic always come up in relationships when individuals are not successful. They're not willing to put in the work, but it's easy to fall into this role. And I'm going to read this right here. We're going to discuss why do we play the victim in the failure of our relationship. Why do we play the victim in the failure of our relationship? And, you know, let's be real. Let's real talk here. It's easy to say somebody else did something wrong or they didn't give the necessary effort. When you truly, truly not willing to give the necessary effort. I always say, people, everybody is not meant to be with certain people. You have to accept the reality is when it does not work, what you have to do is accept that I need to do better to make sure I am a viable person in a relationship. Too many times we get caught up saying that it was somebody else's fault. Oh, he did that to me. She did that to me. You know, they said that about me. Every time I try to do something, they shoot it down. I can't never talk to him. You know, I can't talk to her. She treats me like I'm a dependent. See, we got a lot of people treating individuals like dependents. Now, you got to keep in mind when people start handing you out things, when they start handing you out finance, buying you everything you want, they're going to treat you like a dependent, not a partner. And you have to keep that in mind. So when that don't work, when you walk away or telling your girlfriend or your male friend how y'all hanging out and talking about, he just not treating me right. A man, that girl ain't treating you right. Man, I don't know what to say, but, you know, I know I'm a good person. See, if you know the good in you, that means you understand yourself. That means you need to assess yourself and not spend your time blaming somebody else. Because I ain't heard even coming out of a relationship that failed. The first thing, that person didn't do right. But it takes a man or a woman to step up and say, I didn't do my part. I didn't put in the work. You know, I was afraid that it wasn't going to work out like I wanted to work out. Are you that person? Are you willing to step up and say, I failed? It don't mean you're always going to fail, because there's one thing about it. And Sister Walters know that when God preps someone for you, you both going to meet spiritually to the point where your souls connect and that internal part of you connect till you be to the point where you say, now this is a person for me. See, all these other individuals you're going to encounter is sort of like, you know, seasons, like people said seasons. And I had a term I always use, session. They're session. Like you go to a session for an hour. You go to a session for 2 hours. Or you go to a session for 6 months. You go to a session for 1 year. But that person's not meant for you. You're not capable of putting the work in, and they're not able and capable of putting the work in. Sister Walter, you want to jump in right there?
Sometimes, Doc, they don't get it. Either they don't want it, or they just don't get it. Sometimes we as females and males can also over insinuate in a relationship. And just because it seems like everything is going good or the other person is giving us everything we want, that means we're going to be a couple or we're going to be together, this is going to work. But what is the alternate motive behind it? Are they with you because of all the things you're doing for them while they're working on who the other person needs them to be so that they can move forward with them? So you have to assess your whole situation. You have to be willing to say, okay, am I doing too much? Am I forcing this on them? And you have to be able to step back and assess their situation, because sometimes when you're a giver, a person will take as long as you give. So you have to be careful in the situation all the way around, as well as acknowledge whether you're overcompensating the relationship or undercompensating the relationship. Stop.
Awesome. Awesome. Hold on. It's so true. You know, you got to ask yourself in your relationship when you realize that you're beginning to play the victim or they're playing the victim. You have to ask yourself, as this song says right here, you know, go back. Just ask yourself, what is this? See, when you hear this, you know that, you put it in your mind and know that something ain't right. Come on, what is this? And we're going to listen to this for a minute. Yeah.
That I feel deep inside. It keeps setting my soul on fire.
I'm going to stop right there. We said love is all about what? Your soul and your heart. See, you'll realize through that song and this stuff, we don't own the rights to the music, but we want you to understand, you have to ask yourself, what is this? I'm willing to be committed. I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to put the effort in because you know what? I'm ready. See, you have to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And a lot of times we spend a whole lot of time wrecking ourselves. We're going from place to place, house to house. You know, like I said, I'm going to throw my hat and say that's all of a sudden my home. You got people that bouncing from place to place. Don't let them bounce into your place until they're ready to do the work. It's all about putting a plan together, and it's going to be a mutual effort out of both persons. If that person has been prepped from you, if that person the one for you, you don't have time to be the victim. Why would I spend time being the victim? Because I'm giving 100 just like they're giving 100. See, a relationship is not all about 50-50. Don't get caught up in that foolish talk. Because if you're 50-50, that means you got 20% in and 80% out. Is that you? Are you ready to put in the work? And we want you to understand, you have to ask yourself, what is this? It's happening. You know, I feel it inside of me, but I don't know how to deal with it because you know what? I don't understand what it is to be happy. I don't understand what the joy is. I don't understand because I'm still blaming somebody else. Yeah, we've been talking relationships, but we ain't, don't play the victim. If you can get out of that toxic relationship, leave all that toxicism over there. Leave it somewhere else. Don't bring it to that next phase, whatever it may be. But before you make that move, take some time to heal yourself. If you were the victim then, heal yourself so you can reap some of the benefits that goes along with working hard, putting in the work. That's what we're talking about. Are you willing to do that? Are you afraid of it? Are you afraid to love because you've been hurt before? That was toxic. Love is vulnerability. A relationship, when you put your heart and your soul into it, makes you vulnerable. Are you willing to do that? When we say put the work in, that's your heart, your soul, But besides that, it becomes a state of mind for you. Is that you? Are you ready to put the work in? Are you still ready to be the victim? What do you want? You let me know. Let Sister Walters know. Just call in 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask for your location and ask for your expertise. Are you a victim? You're failing in your relationship because you're not willing to put the work in. It's real talk. It requires work. I can't tell you what the work is. I can't give you the work assignment. God already has the assignment for you. You got to find out through listening your purpose. Every relationship requires you to have a purpose for being in that relationship. A purpose. Once you can find out what your purpose, your relationship will blossom. Your relationship will experience those things that people you see happy experience with their mates, with their spouses, with their life partner. You wonder why they're so happy and why you're so sad. Because you've been playing the victim. Time out for playing the victim. It's time out to be the one that receives the benefits from your hard work. But you got to be willing. You got to be willing to do the things about allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Come on now. You can't be afraid. That's what it's all about. Are you ready to put in the work? Ask yourself, what action make a relationship work? Ask yourself, what makes a relationship work? Sister Walter, you want to jump in right there? What would you say make a relationship work? I may have lost Sister Walter. I hear her trying to come back in. But one of the things is, as soon as she get a chance to join back in, is you got to accept conflict as normal. No relationship is perfect. We're going to have some kind of conflict. We're going to have some kind of disagreement. If you actually want to make this relationship work, there are some rules you got to follow. You have to accept that it's going to be some disagreement. So you're going to be in the phase of I agree to disagree sometimes. You have to, but don't get so angry that you say some things you're going to regret. Don't get so angry that you think you have to put your hands on people. That is not conflict. You're working on abuse. We can always disagree, but we still can be happy. But if we get to the point that we get so angry with one another, we decide we want to be unfaithful. You know, I always watch these talk shows, and in these talk shows, they always share those thoughts about he cheated on me, and I had to have revenge. That's a revenge relationship. Who you hurting? I always tell everybody, your body is a temple. Protect your temple. It consists of the aspects of mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Those are the things that operates what we do from day to day. If you allow somebody to get into that part that affects your emotional part, yes, he did me wrong. But I don't mean you have to return the favor, because both of y'all will not be happy with each other. Putting the work is understand there's going to be conflict. It shouldn't lead you to go out there and be unfaithful. It shouldn't lead you to abuse one another. And I think we have Sister Walden back again. We was just talking about some things that will actually make a relationship work. You have any thoughts on that, Sister Walden?
Yes, sir. You have to be willing to sit down and talk to each other. Communication is very valuable and very important. You have to be willing to know when you're at a high and when you're at a low, how to pick each other up, and whether or not you're committed enough to work on a relationship. You have to be willing to seek the proper counseling and channels to assist you if you're at a down where you feel like it's something that can be worked out, and you have to know when to walk away if it's something that you can't work out. If that
makes
sense.
That makes a lot of sense, because that was something that was shared today. And one of the statements that came out, it was more of a question, do we prefer to be in the struggle? See, some people prefer to be in the struggle. They prefer to be in conflict. They become masters of conflict because they have no other way to deal with a situation. Don't allow yourself to be relegated to always battling from day to day. You have to make a decision, well, I want to continue to do this every day. I always say this, and we're going to continue to say that. The other day I always told them, when people show themselves, believe what you see. And run as fast as you can. If someone always wants to scream and shout and argue and fuss all the time, always wants to be in conflict, it's time to go. It's truly time to go. Don't ever get caught up in this. And I tell many people that call me, they always tell me, but I was going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. We ask you to put the work in. But when it's so toxic that it become unfaithful, abusive, it gets to the point where addiction, then it leads to legal problems and violence. Oh, it ain't time. It's time to put the work with somewhere else, because you're wasting valuable time. Something we're not going to get back. Do you prefer to be in the struggle? See, some people want to be in the struggle. They want to see how tough they are. See if they can handle it. You know what? It'll wear you down. The fight will wear you down. So make sure you choose your battle. And when you choose your battle, make sure if it's any kind of conflict, create some normalcy with that. Make it where both of you can understand one another. If you get to the point where you're not able to, then it's not going to work. Grow yourself up emotionally. Now, that's a strong statement right there. Grow yourself up emotionally.
Yes.
And some people probably ask, what are you talking about, Doc? See, we know what emotional aspects of life is. Grow up. I don't mean to dispose or don't have emotions, but grow up in it. Understand that life is emotional sometimes.
Uh-huh.
We was talking about something earlier on the show about, and Brother Pratt brought this up about, they say a man don't supposed to cry. That's emotional. They always say, you know, women are emotional, but your men can be emotional too.
Yes.
They may not show it. That don't mean they're not emotional. You have to grow up and understand emotional is very important to your livelihood. Emotion is very important to your livelihood. Sister Walton, you jump in right there.
Yes, Doc. You have to be emotionally strong. You have to be strong-willed, and you have to know the difference between what you need and what you want, because everything that we want is not going to be good for us. God gives us everything that we need unconditionally. So if you're sitting there and you're forcing it, then it's not something that you need.
that's something that you want. So in a time of emotion, you have to mentally challenge yourself to pray daily and get in a place where your mind shifts to understand that that is not a need. It's not a necessity. It's not a survivor to life. It's a want. It's something that you can live without. It's something that you can take your hands off of. It's something that you can give back. It's something that you can walk away from. It's something that you can come out of if you're willing to want to come out of it. Because as long as you have your state of mind wrapped up in emotions about what you need, I need, I need, I need, that's not a need. That's a want. And as much as you want that person, they have to want you also. You can't be in a relationship by yourself. You have to be both willing to be one, whether you're in a relationship or a marriage or you just associate, whatever it is, even a friendship, both of you have to be able to want to be friends. You can't say, well, this is my friend and I'm all in, but your friend halfway the other way. It's not a want-ship, it's a relationship. And if the relationship is not seeing eye to eye or mean at the belt line, then it's time to let it go and let God have his way with it.
Awesome, awesome. We want you to be a part of this. And you can join Sister Walden and Mike Walters and myself, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on the Dr. Lowe Show. We're talking about real relationship issues, and we're not holding back. We are offering all we feel that may can help you. The call in number is 347-857-4192. You need to press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line. You can be live and share your thoughts. Just wait to see. You know, give me the opportunity to call out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then we'll actually give you an X-ray fee. Thank you so much. A lot of my the watchers and listeners are typing some things, and Brother Gibson, Brother Terrence, he's been true to what we're talking about. Preach, we have to do that. We always going to do that. And we need to hear this. And see, that's the thing about it. That's why we're here with this vessel, so we can share those thoughts in regard. Grow yourself up emotionally. Grow up. It's time to grow up. And you can actually have a very successful relationship that works. Give each other space. You can't smother a person because they're going to find a way to get away from you. See, a lot of people, if they feel like they're smothered, and they not willing to be able to give this time. You know, during COVID-19, it was really trying time for a lot of people. It was trying because first shut everything down. No one can go anywhere. Those people who had significant others who was married found out a lot about their relationship. Found out that some had to work on it. And you always have to work on a relationship. It's never perfect. It's imperfect because we're imperfect people. That's what we have to remember. So we have to continue to work every day on that relationship. I know when I was married, I was married for over 22 years, and I realized it required work every day. 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can't even take a rest, because if you put the work in, you will be successful. And that's what it's all about. And I found out after I assessed myself that for the last 7-8 years, I didn't put the work in. But I know what it required to put the work in, and I know what to do. When God bless me, continue to bless me as he's doing, to continue to grow in all aspects, whether emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and even financially, I know it'll be time to put the work in. Yeah, we learn from what we incurred. We learn from what we've been through, and that's what it's all about. But you have to give individual space. You can't grow if you don't allow each other space. You can't smother somebody. You can't, smother your mate, your spouse. You just can't. That don't work with people. But I said during COVID-19, we found out a lot about each other. We found out how we miss people. We found out how we appreciate people. We found out that what a relationship and how that relationship can grow and how it can be dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
Some people expanding their families after these 3 or 4 months or longer. Some of us dissolving families. Some of us are just in there just to be there. And that's the work. That's not work. That's just doing it just to go through the motion. I don't want to do anything. I have to go through the motion. Got to put the work in. Make sure you develop an awesome attitude. I am awesome. Develop I am awesome attitude. So that's what you got to have. If you want that relationship to work, I'm awesome, you're awesome, and we're together. And we're going to treat each other that way. We're going to make sure we take care of each other. We're going to take care of each other's needs. See, that's another thing we forget about. Some people, they're not getting it there, they're going to go somewhere else and find it. So that's never good. Keep that in mind. I am awesome. You are awesome. And we're going to work at this thing. Whatever you need, I'm going to take care of your needs because I know it's going to require work out of me to be successful. Communicate boundaries. Communicate boundaries. Some people say a relationship will not work if you don't set some kind of perimeter, set some kind of boundaries. Sister Walton, you want to jump in right there?
Yes, Dr. Lowe. When it comes to giving each other space, you have to be willing to trust your mate and allow them to branch out in different directions. You should also have small groups or friends, associates that you communicate with enough to branch out in different directions, but you have to have a relationship built on trust. You have to be trustworthy of each other, and you have to build each other up, and you have to want your mate to go in the opposite direction and get some freedom sometimes, as well as remembering to comment on, hey, you look so nice tonight. You going out with the fella? Is there anything I can do to make your night better? I mean, you have to be willing to genuinely support that person and push them, encourage them to be a better person, to be a stronger person. And you got to also, at the same time, remember to date that person. Even when you get in space, you got to be willing to date that person. You might be dating a female and she may never be received flowers a day in her life, so she don't know what it feels like to even receive a flower. But if you be willing to take her a flower, then you'll know if she is coming to that or not. You'll be able to tell by the response you get from her whether that's something she's used to. You may be the first man to ever take a flower. And men like flowers, too. Men like candy, too. So you might decide, hey, I'm out buying me some Bath and Body Works or some Victoria's Secret. They sell men things. Buy them a gift. Take it to them. See how it light his face up. Baby, I was out today at the spa getting myself tidied up for you, and I thought about you. That'll make you feel better. You have to be willing to do something extra sometimes because you never know what it's in the gift that you have until you start to unwrap it.
Come on now.
If that makes sense to y'all.
You got plenty of sense.
You better do some strange things in these pandemic days because it worked two ways. It ain't all about him and it's not all about her, but it's about what y'all are willing to do to uplift one another.
Come on now. That's putting the work in. And that's what we're talking about. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and where you can join the conversation with Sister Walters as well as with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. We're just going to offer some thoughts. You know, I'm getting people typing in and comment, and they're saying, indeed, what you're saying is indeed. You got to be willing to put in the work. You can't be afraid to put in the work. You got to take care of yourself and take care of that person as well. Their needs are so important. But you won't know until you communicate. You got to be able to have boundaries where you certain way you're going to go with communication, but you first got to be able to communicate. Communicate meaning to listen, first of all.
Yeah.
See, one thing we get caught up in, thinking because I talk loud and talk fast, the other person hear me. Now the other person tunes you out. So
yeah.
You rep where you were before. The boundary is being able to understand. A boundary with being communication is if I'm able to share my thoughts, you'll have the same opportunity. I'm never going to scream and disrespect you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to continue to do things that I know is wrong, verbal or nonverbal. See, people got to realize that your nonverbal response tells a whole lot about yourself, tell a lot about yourself. Be very careful about how you react and respond to people. No. So set boundaries. You want to be able to communicate. You want to make sure, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to make sure that we listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how mad we get. Pastor Pratt always said that every Saturday morning he cooked breakfast for his spouse. He said they can have an argument on Friday night. Because, see, they ain't got this cleared already that I'm still going to do what I'm supposed to do. Because we came not getting so emotional where I'm still mad 24 hours a day, later. And I'm not going to fix you because, you know what, I'm getting back at you because you were mad with me last night. Set the boundary. It don't matter. The boundary will be we're not going to go to sleep without communicating with each other. We're not going to take the father into the next day. Because, see, one thing about it, we got to keep in mind, this is what we do when we lie down to sleep. We think about the 23rd Psalm. You know, the Lord is our shepherd. He makes me lie down in the green what? Pasture. That's when he lies down every night. And he regenerates, remake you, so when you wake up in the morning, you're a new person. You ain't the same old person how you wake up in the morning. So why carry that anger with you to the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell her, well, I didn't want to talk because you're going to make me mad and I'm going to say something. Well, we got boundaries and we got an understanding here. We understand you. We don't have to. Sometimes it's better to share that and get that out you at that time than to hold on and come back on it the next morning.
That's right.
4 hours, 10 hours later, you've been brewing all night. You've been brewing all morning. Now you want to come. Now you're so angry that now you step beyond being to the point of being emotional till you get insane. Come on now, let's keep it real. It's real, Paul. Yeah. Some people get insane when they're angry, especially when they hold things in. Set your boundaries. Communicate. If you want that relationship to work, set your boundaries, especially dealing with communication.
Mm-hmm.
See, in a relationship, we talk about all the different characteristics of a successful relationship. We talk about self-love. We talk about, Sister Walter talked about trust and being trustworthy. She talked about honesty. And she talked about communication. See, that's an important part. Some people say communication is the first thing and should be ahead of it when you're talking about characteristics. If you can't communicate, I always give this example to everybody, and I'm going to do two things here. One of them was shared with me about my counselor that I go see. I don't have a problem telling everybody. Yeah, I see a counselor because I'm going to work on me. You need to work on you, work on you. So I'm going to work on me. But she always, the first thing she always said, make sure you set the boundaries and when you're dealing in a relationship, make sure you always share some things that you need to share with people. Talk with people from the beginning. Let them know exactly your expectation. See, in a relationship, you have to have expectation. We was talking about relationship ambitions and goals about 2 weeks ago. See, in a relationship, you got to have a goal. You have to have an ambition. You have to have expectation if you want to be successful. So, first of all, we're going to be able to communicate at all times. We just said we're not going to sleep. The boundary is that we're not going to sleep unless we communicate. But we're going to be in control. We're going to respect each other. See, people forget about when you set boundaries. Boundaries in communication is I'm always going to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to respect you. When we communicate, I'm going to respect you. Because if I disrespect you, there's no it's wide open then. It's number trouble going to come. Because it's now I'm going to get back. It's a get back attitude. Too many times we'll get caught up in this trying to get back at each other. Respect in communication is so important. Respect in life is important. It tells a lot about you. Again, you know, I talk about nonverbal. See, you have to be, you can disrespect somebody nonverbal.
That's right.
And see, people don't even realize it. You know, it's the way you talk with people. They ask you something, huh? What are you talking about? Hey, you know, come on, man. Come on, young lady. Come on, sister.
Right.
Just don't do that. Because everyone is all about create the boundaries, allow you to have a successful relationship. Sister Walter, just talk about something real important. And I'm going to go on the other side of that. She talked about understanding your partner, your spouse, your significant other, that you can reward them. Relationship is all about reward. The one thing you don't do, and Walter can jump in on this, never reward bad behavior. Sister Walter, jump in right there.
Ooh, you said a mouthful then, Doc. What you don't want to do, you don't want to praise them when they calling you out your name or they throwing temper tantrums and they decide they want to go upside your head. Those are all red flags to get out. Those are not signs to go out and buy new bubble bath sticks and run them a bubble bath or take them out to dinner. Those are signs to get out. My brother told me one thing when I got married. He said, don't go to bed angry, because that set up infestation for the devil to come in and do what he wanted
come
to
on
do
now.
In your marriage.
Come on now.
But woo, be willing to sit up and talk it out. If it takes you to daybreak, work it out. If you can't work
exactly.
it out, then you get on your knees and you pray it out. He said, but don't you doubt. Give the devil room to roam in your house, because once you open that door, it's an open door for him, and he's going to have his way. So take time to shut down the enemy when he rides up in your marriage. Don't be afraid to call him what he is. Don't be afraid to tell him to step back. Don't be afraid to rebuke him. Just be willing to not accept anything.
Come on now, sis.
When I'm saying that, you can't let him tell you he coming in the house at 2 o'clock in the morning when you know he clock out at 11 o'clock at night. Where you been? You don't just lay there and cry. You ask him where he been. He needs to tell you where he was and what was going on, and vice versa. She shouldn't be allowed to come in the house at 3 o'clock in the morning with a new hairdo and you ain't seen her since daybreak the day before. No, that don't mean go buy roses or chocolate candy. That means find out what's going on in your house.
Come on, sister. Come on, sister. Awesome, awesome. You know, I'm sitting there looking at a number here, and I know it's one of those Pacific Coast numbers, that 510. And I don't want to make sure I say, because I have a couple people that have the 510. If you're joining us, and I just made you live, can you share who's joining us with that 4746?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey,
can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I've been on a bunch of Zoom calls today. How you all
awesome,
doing?
Awesome. We are fine. It's good to hear you, hear your voice. I know you've been grinding, but we were just dealing with some things with actually making a relationship work, what you need to do, and it's all about putting in the work. Are you ready to put in the work? And we were just talking about communication boundaries. We were talking about never reward your mate, your significant other, for bad behavior. Never.
Yeah.
And I just, you jump in right there. You feel up to sharing your thoughts on that. Rewarding people.
Say that
for
one
bad
more time.
Behavior.
Never. What did you say?
Never reward individuals for bad behavior. If they mistreat you.
Absolutely not.
Yes. You can jump in right there, Tina. That's one of our co-hosts joining us, Tina Robinson.
Not only could I jump in, I could swim a couple of rounds in the ocean on that one. But really dealing with not seeing one's bad behavior or accepting one's bad behavior is a total death sentence. Because in doing so for me, accepting one's bad behavior because, they had a bad day or – oh, they had some bad experiences in their childhood. It's like I personally became, like I would say, lack of better understanding, godlike. You know, I wanted to try to fix him. So I started tolerating his bad behavior, which later kind of paved opened the door for a pattern of when he wanted to stay gone for 30 minutes, when he wanted to stay a few hours or, you know, a couple of days at a time. You know, it had became a pattern once I stepped out of that situation because I was so uncomfortable. And it's like, wait a minute, this is not, you know, a healthy relationship, and nor is it, you know, fueling me. I don't feel like I'm growing. I feel like I'm hostage, which I was. I was hostage emotionally to him because I cared so much that he was wounded before he got with me, and so was I, you know. So I'm trying to help him while I needed to fill a void in my own life that I so much, you know, I ended up self-sabotaging, you know, tolerating what was not a boundary. It broke boundaries in my life and in my womanhood. You know, it totally – you know, took me out. It took me out. It almost literally took me out. But just going forward, what I'll say, you know, when you see the red flags, you know, run, you know, you are no God. You're no healer. Yes, we can pray day and night for that significant other. But at some point, I'll just say from the beginning, when you see a red flag, you know, If you see the red flag, but yet you still try to go a couple of miles with it, if there's constant emotional disconnect, meaning no regard for how you feel, no regard for the fact that you got to get up in the morning, if he or she stay gone all night, early hours in the morning, they have no regard that you worried, that you're concerned, you know, you start, you know, becoming, you know, complacent, you become sick and don't want to deal with your family, your close loved ones, you're not being as productive in work, you know, that's not healthy at all, you know, from my perspective, you know. So is that good? Shall I go on?
That's all.
Is there another
that's
question?
Awesome. I tell you, because that's something Sister Walter, Christine Walter was saying, as well, that we can't continue to reward people for their behavior. If you do, you give them an opportunity to continue to do it, and they will continue.
Right.
It's just like anything. We say we can create monsters out of people, and I know that's a tough term to say, but if you keep allowing this kind of bad behavior, and you more or less, you know, even with a child, you know, a child continue to do some things you know is not right, but you reward them for their behavior, hoping they'll change. Well, you know what? It takes hard work to change. Are they willing to put in the work? And see, that's what you have to do. Are you willing to put in the work? When you know you're going down that track, you know you're going, they're taking you down that track, and you don't want to go, you got to stop and say, you know, they ain't showed themselves to me. I don't want to go there because that ain't where I want to be. because I can't grow none of the aspects in my life that I need to. I got to be able to grow emotionally. And we are talking about growing up emotionally. Some people haven't grown up emotionally. See, they haven't grown physically, you know, and a lot of people mentally haven't grown up as well. But, you know, one of the things we always say this, and I was listening to a young lady on paternal court, and she was talking about the young man and where he was and how he was acting. She said, you know, you have everybody in your ear. You know, even if your relatives in your ear. She said, that ain't what a man do. A man makes decisions, especially in regards to your family, I mean his children. And you know what? He's so caught up in that where he's physically fine. He even mentally fine. But you know what? We know spiritually going to be short. And I can't say about finance, but he's not emotionally grown up to deal with that relationship. He's so afraid. He's so afraid to be hurt.
Yes.
But don't reward him for that kind of behavior. Don't reward him for putting his hands on you. Don't reward him for abusing you. Don't reward him for just simply doing things that he feel like he can control you. No, you don't give yes.
If I may say, in my some of my experiences, I had to. I was just say I'm grateful to God that I've later learned that I was still that little girl trapped in that woman's body, you know, from never telling what happened in my younger days. That little girl in me formed an unknown tolerance to abuse. So as I became, you know, developed with a woman's body, I hit a lot of brick walls in relationships because I had the woman's body, but I still was thinking like a child. Like I had to submit. I had to be quiet and not use my voice, you know. So in dealing with individuals, you know, you have to recognize who you are in the relationship, you know, because sometimes, you know, people get so far gone in these dysfunctional relationships that, you know, they feel like there's no way out. But if it ever reaches that point, you have to get out for your life and for your sanity, you know, because some people, men and women, there are actual born predators, you know, and it's not that one may be weak, but, you know, for myself, I was afforded a rearing of unconditional love, you know, looking beyond one's fault to where it was almost, I would say it was a blessing and a curse, you know, because it's just some point when that person is cursing you, no matter how they come back with the whining and dining, only to just go even more catastrophic in the relationship, physically and mentally, you know, you have to know when to get up out of there, period.
Exactly.
Ask for help, you know, not suffering in silence. And it takes a lot of courage because you become embarrassed, ashamed, and all the, you know, from the people, you know, shaking their heads, not even knowing how you may really truly care about a person. But at a point in a relationship when you're not being properly cared for, who are you going to choose? When are you going to choose you? You know, I had to learn to choose me. And I love that I chose me today. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now.
Don't have me shouting on this show right now.
Oh, come on now. I'm going to tell you what.
Hey, come on. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you that. Sister Robinson just said something that people must do. If you want to have a relationship and you're willing to put the work in, you first have to choose yourself.
Yeah, amen.
The thing that we don't realize, a lot of us have toxic relationships with ourselves. So we know we can't have a relationship with anybody else. The things that we allow and do to have a relationship happen to us is because we think that's the way it's supposed to be. But you know what?
Yeah.
God has something better for you.
Yeah.
You just got to hold on. You got to just a little while longer. Because I'm telling you, he got something for you now. He got something for you. But you got to trust and believe in him. See, if you're at your lowest point and you feel like you want to give up, you know, you go to your closet. Or go to your knees, wherever you are, and you say, Lord, just lift me up. Bring
Lord,
me to a place.
Yeah.
So I'll be in satisfaction. I could be a superficial lamb for you. Because, see, that's what we got to keep in mind. We have to lift ourselves up.
Yes.
And we got can't forget about where we come from. See, everybody rolled one season. And everybody who knew to do more couldn't do more. But you know what? God blessed us to be able to do what we can do now. So in a relationship, we have to realize it requires work. It requires all the things you can think of. And sometimes it didn't always work. Sometimes we do fail. But I have to tell people to remember, everybody ain't meant to have your love. Come on.
Right.
Everybody ain't meant to be with you. You can't fit a round peg into a square hole. You just can't make it work. See, some people, he got all this and she got all this. But the internal part of her or him is a mess. It's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about. Just realize that when you make a decision, make it based on you. God has prepped you for. Let me say that.
If I can say something, Dr. Long, I don't look at in my perspective of what I've overcame in my relationships. I don't look at it as a failure, for one, because I'm still alive. For two, I'm still here to tell about overcoming being diminished, you know, being outside myself for the love that I was willing to give. I gave so much till I was empty. And in that empty space, I had to go get a relationship with myself. It was very uncomfortable being alone. It was very afraid being alone. But when I embraced the self-love for myself in that space, alone with me, for me, I grew a better, greater love that's growing inside of me every day. Every day, despite whatever come up against me, family members, coworkers, church friends, or whomever, I had to understand that what may look like a failure to somebody else, God said it was my process for my purpose to continue to break my silence. Because don't nobody want to talk about the unspeakables. Don't nobody want to talk about why they stayed, if because the sex was good or the money was good or that they, you know, that made them feel ugly, like they couldn't have nobody else. But until you go fall in love with yourself, until you have to be in that four room wall or that big old house by yourself, you know, stop and look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. No matter what. Why? Because God, he loved me. No matter what, no matter whatever came up against me, he never stopped loving me. But until I was still enough, patient enough with myself to recognize my reflection back and say, I love you.
Yeah.
I got all right. You know, the days got easier. The nights got more comfortable with me in my big old bed by myself because I'm not. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm forever grateful for his anointing favor over my life because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But when I reach for that greater source of strength within me, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. And I have to keep telling myself that. I have to keep massaging myself with it like a shea butter, you know, so I can continue to keep my glow. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's
what it's all about. You know, your testimony. And I have my brother online. He's watching, and he's typing. He said, "Just tell." He said, "Oh, tell." He said, Oh, man, tell that young lady, thanks for sharing her testimony. She has inspired me. She's inspired me. So we have someone and a lot of other individuals being touched with the words that y'all are sharing. And that's what the purpose of this show. We want you to be a part of it as well. You can call in and you can have a conversation with Sister Tina Robinson and Sister Christine Walton and myself as we're talking about putting in the work. This is all about putting in, but you can't put the work in until you recognize what work you have to do. See, we all have an assignment. See, that's what we got to forget. We keep forgetting. We have an assignment. God has already assigned us to do something. See, the book is already written. We talk about chapter 41, 42, 55, 64. You know, the chapter is going to get longer if you put your trust in the Lord. That's what you got to do. You have to be willing to put in the work. Sister Walter, you want to share something right now? We're getting close to the time that we are going to shut it down because it's been so beautiful tonight. Y'all just so special. You know, that's why I love you because, you know what, there ain't nothing you can do about it because I'm going to love you anyway. Go ahead, Sister Walter.
Amen.
I just want to thank God because it was a struggle to go through some things. It's been a long process. And like Sister Tina said, and see, you learn to look in that mirror and tell yourself, I love you. Everything else doesn't even matter until you build that relationship with yourself to understand who you are, what you are packing, who you belong to, and the difference between what that man or woman call you and what God has put inside of you, who you really are and what you're really packing makes a difference. And until you accept you, love you unconditionally and build a relationship between you and God, then you ain't going to see clearly anyway. So giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. Thank you, Dr. Lowe. Thank you, Sister Tina.
I'm over here having church out by myself at work.
Come on, man. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. See that? That's what it's all about. Are you willing to put the work in? We're willing to put it to work in. Are you willing to put the work in? And we have to keep that in mind. Sister Tina, we want you to share some words as we get ready to close out.
I just want to say I really learned to appreciate valuing the spirit within individuals because their actions may be one way. They may present something to be beneficial, but to who? But when you value the spirit within oneself, then you know how to govern yourself, even on those bad days. On those bad days and those uncomfortable situations, that's when you got to keep holding on. That's when you keep your head up and you fall on your knees and you keep praying through that uncomfortable process, and you will continue to thrive. You will continue to learn to love yourself, love life, live life out loud, loving you. Shout out to my twin in Atlanta, Georgia, to my sister Denise Stephanie behind the Mass Ministry, Pastor Eddie Pratt, Open Frontline Healers, Owning My Own Truth, you name it, Step Up Sister Survivors. I love you all to life, and Dr. Lowe, without you, you know, I just want to say thank God for putting this in your spirit to have this platform, and too, sister, the queen that's on the phone, I heard your spirit, so soon as I heard your voice, it hit me, so this is not me, it's the spirit within me that's speaking truth to power, because that's all I can do, only my own truth. So with that, I love
you
to life, and I got to jump off right quick. I love you all. I'll see you on the next show. Talk to you on the next show. Good night.
Love you as well, Tina. Thank you, Stuart. Good night. Let me tell you something. That is true, the spirit of God speaking from two awesome individuals. That's what it's all about. This vessel to allow the story to get out. Allow the testimony that you have to get out. And that's what it's all about. Our title tonight was Relationship, Are You Ready to Put in the Work? Don't get married because you can get married if you're not ready to put the work in. Don't get in a relationship if you're not ready to put the work in. Don't do it because you're not going to succeed. Something was said earlier today at the show that we had earlier when we're dealing with so many challenges in our life. You know, we have to empty all this stuff out of us. Sister Walter said she can't have a relationship with anybody else until she find out what's going on with her. So you have to empty out all those things causing conflict. So we got to remember, see, the devil is always working, but God is never asleep. I want you to remember that. So you're going to have to make sure you work from the internal part. See, it's all about getting your heart, your soul, and making sure your spirit is in order. And all of that will work on the rest of the part, like your mind and your body. See, that's what it's all about. See, putting in the work is doing the right thing or doing the best thing to be successful. And that's what it's all about. Because the final thing we would ask, you know, you heard everything about, it takes work to make a relationship be successful. You ask yourself, what are they talking about? It's talking about reaching from within inside. But before you can reach from inside to share with somebody else, make sure you have it in order. Make sure you have the best relationship with yourself so you can have an awesome relationship with somebody else. It's all about grinding. It's all about handling the bills that you need to have. But just keep in mind, when you empty these things out of you, you will know that you're moving in the right direction, and you empty things out so you can open up to let something else pour in. Just remember that. Are you ready to put in the work? Are you ready to give all you need to give? It's about growing up. You may have to grow up mentally. You're going to grow up physically because the body is going to do that anyway. Grow up emotionally. Grow spiritually and grow financially. Turn it over to the Lord. He prepped you for what you're going to do. And that's what it's all about. It's been awesome being on the show tonight. And hopefully you obtain something out of it. We want to give a shout out to those individuals that's joined us. We're going to give a shout out to Kim Ramsey. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated of Bad Daddy. If I'm not mistaken, up in the Maryland, Virginia area. Thank you so much for joining us. Terry Sanders, thank you so much for joining us. Terrence Gibson, we call him Babyhead. He was the president of the chapter down in Miami Gardens. I remember Rose Sigma chapter. He was at my president when I was down living in South Florida. Thank you so much. Shay Shay, we got to give Shay Shay a holler. Because Shay Shay said, this is Shay Shay. We want to make sure we give her a holler. We also want to give a holler to Natalie Witter. Thank you so much, Natalie, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me see who else we got on here. We have Kimberly Murphy. Thank you, Kimberly, for taking time to be a part of this. And we do pray that something was gained. And last but not least, we'll make sure I give her a wave. Thank you so much. Monique Sunshine Seaborn, thank you for joining us. All of you all, it's been awesome tonight. Our board is filled with people, and we just don't have the name to go with the number, but thank you. See, we're being blessed. We're all being blessed. I'm being blessed. You're being blessed. The co-host, my special guest, because we are afforded the opportunity to let this vessel tell the real truth. It's real talk, and that's what it's all about. This is the Dr. Lowe Show, and we're so glad to come before you one more time. But as we close out, hashtag be responsible. If you want that relationship to work, be responsible or just responsible. If you know what responsibility is and where to be responsible, the relationship will work. Communicate for understanding. You set boundaries. Be able to listen. Be able to share your thoughts without screaming and hollering. The four between communicate for understanding is love, listening, overcoming, valuing the person, who they are, and what they bring to the table. They are valuable to you. And last but not least, encourage that person in that relationship. And when you encourage and do the things they need to do, do not reward them for bad behavior. Always reward them for good behavior. bring them that flower, call them, text them, you know, sing a birthday song to them. How about that? Let them know that you care about them, that you love them. And ain't nothing they can do about it. Keep on grinding. It's the hashtag you want to grind on. MIDWID, make it do what it do. And that's what it's all about. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And we had an awesome time. Make sure you hug your family members. If you can't hug them virtually, send them a hug. Tell them you love them. On your job, tell the people I love you because God has blessed me to be here with you. Tell your significant other you love them. Give them that gift because that's what it's all about. A strong relationship, a lasting relationship requires you to give. Your love language may not be giving, but if you want to be in a successful relationship, begin to learn what giving is. And we're not always talking about giving gifts that's tangible. Some of the intangible things are a lot more important. The little thing is real important. And that's what it's all about. It's been awesome being here tonight. And I thank each and every one of y'all for taking time, all the individuals that make up Divine Nine that took time, Sisters of Eastern Star, Sonic Brothers, Striders, all of you all. Thank you so much for joining us because that's what it's all about, getting the message out. And we appreciate having the opportunity to WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. You can check us out through the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we're so glad to have this opportunity. And as we get ready to close out, I hope everybody want to be happy. I just want you to say that. I want to be happy. I want to be in a relationship where I'm happy because I understand it's going to require work. But as I always close my shows out, I thank Sister Walters for joining us, Christine for doing an awesome job tonight, Sister Tina Robinson doing an awesome job tonight. We have them from each section of this country, from the West Coast to the East Coast. Thank you so much. And as I get ready to close out, I always say this, and you know it's coming. And you can repeat it when you talk to people. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. And
the truth about can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
Not alone.
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy is me, so I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works
if you can be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy? I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand.
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here.
Yes. You give your heart, they push it away.
good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
Love is me already, yeah.
But the question is,
do you
want to
be happy?
If you're tired of you, then say,
I just want to be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance,
let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah, yeah.